The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000. If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions." The Gospel of the Lord. Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servant of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. In the summer of 1985, my parents made a decision that would forever change the course of our lives. My family, my mom and dad, my sister and I packed whatever we could into suitcases and arrived in the U.S., in Los Angeles, for our new life. My parents were in their mid-40s, my sister and I in high school. Our family had moved within Asia before for my dad's work, between Taipei and Hong Kong and Tokyo. When movers would pack and ship all of our belongings from city to city for each stint. But this time, things were different. We were immigrating. We pared down and traveled light, with just the essentials, and with boxes to arrive a few weeks later. It was a new beginning for a very different purpose. My parents held on to a future of opportunities this land would create, not for themselves, but more so for their two children. Our story shared similar themes with many other immigrant families throughout American history. Parents giving up what is comfortable and familiar in their homeland to become outsiders and newcomers in order to seek a better life for the future of their family. The path is windy and usually fraught with challenges, language and cultural barriers, financial uncertainties and limited opportunities, and sometimes even encountering racism and discrimination along the way. When one felt beaten down, what lifted the spirit was always the reminder of a bright and hopeful future ahead. It was a difficult but a purposeful path. For my family, when any of us felt discouraged, my dad would remind us, and perhaps himself, to rest and to regroup. He would say in Mandarin Chinese, "休息就是走更长的路," which translated into English meant, "To rest is for traveling even further." It is important to pause and to rest while on any journey. Rest is a time to refuel and to regain strength, a time to connect to what we value, to discern what to let go and what to hold on to, especially in difficult times. It's a time to be reminded of the purpose and the ultimate destination the journey was meant for. To rest is for traveling even further and for finishing well. This morning in two of our readings, we find Moses and the Israelites, Jesus and his disciples doing just that, pausing and reflecting on their journey, for traveling even further and for finishing well. In Deuteronomy, the Israelites have wandered for 40 years after leaving Egypt, and they're at the cusp of entering into the Promised Land. And Moses is preparing the people of God to cross the Jordan River, to enter and to possess the land. He reminds them that the ultimate goal isn't to claim the land, but to live out their lives as the people of God, to obey, to love, to hold fast to God, and to choose life. The destination is not just a location, but rather life as people of God. The Israelites had to let go of many things along the way on their journey. Some of it done actually with much grumbling. But here Moses implores God's people to hold fast to God, to not just stop at the Promised Land, but to live as God's people. In Luke, we have been following Jesus and his disciples as they journey toward Jerusalem. The group had been working their way through towns and villages, witnessing Jesus' teaching and performing miracles. The disciples were likely feeling good about what they were seeing, that this all was worth leaving behind their lives to follow Jesus and to follow Jesus around. Our gospel reading today is a pause in their journey as Jesus teaches what it really means, not just to follow him around, but to follow him and to be his disciples. So what does it mean to be a disciple? Here Jesus teaches that one has to hate one's family and even oneself, which seems to be in direct conflict with the command for us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Several commentators considered the original language and instead translated it as to renunciate or to leave aside and abandoned and to let go. Jesus is asking his followers first to let go of their attachments, anything that keeps them too comfortable, and anything that distracts from their final destination. And to be a disciple, one also must carry the cross and follow Jesus, a cross that is heavy and hard to carry. The road to the cross for Jesus will soon involve much suffering, denying of oneself, serving others, and ultimately dying. Jesus' invitation to take up, to carry one's cross, not only anticipated his own death, but also conveyed to his followers that what lies ahead isn't just fun and miracles, but a life of purpose and service. Following Jesus around, which can become too comfortable, is different than following Jesus. So pausing before heading up to Jerusalem, the disciples will need to look further ahead and count the costs of truly following Jesus. of what would they need to let go and what would they need to take on. Are they open to a life of serving others? This was for them a moment to rest and prepare for traveling even further, and especially for finishing well. Scripture is filled with stories of journeys. Abraham and Sarah as migrants, Moses and the Israelites searching for the promised land, Israel and Judah in exile. Mary visits her cousin, Elizabeth. Jesus journeys to the cross. Paul travels to plant churches. And countless holy women and holy men before us, letting go and finding themselves holding on to what truly matters. And we too are on that journey. Theologian Stanley Hauerwas connects these journeys to our identity as foreigners and resident aliens of this world. That our destination is not for a country or a place where we find the comforts of sentimentality, but our destination on this journey is to find ourselves securely in our purpose and our identity in God. Neil Schusterman, a popular young adult fiction writer, recently was interviewed on NPR about the experience of transitions, especially in the fall for college-bound young adults. He shared about how his family had moved to Mexico City when he was in high school before he then returned to the U.S. for college. His encouragement to people on the journey was this: find your comfort zone and then leave it, because the greatest experiences of our lives are the ones that we have when we have stepped out of our comfort zone. That's where you really grow. Labor Day weekend, our transition from summer into fall, is a great time to rest and pause as we consider the journey ahead. What are the comforts that we are still holding on to? And what comfort zone might we need to leave in order to grow? What is the ultimate destination of your journey as followers of Jesus? Has it become blurry and needs a little bit more focus? And what excess luggage might we need to shed? Following Jesus is a lifelong journey to love and to serve. And regardless of where we are on this journey of faith, whether we are 18 or 80 or 98, we are not done yet, because God is not done with us yet. So rest up. Consider what is ahead, and let us follow Jesus further, and let us finish well. Amen.